Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
The man who oversees the Russia probe reportedly secretly discussed recording conversations with the president.
This is a bombshell. If this New York Times story is true, that the deputy attorney general...
Rod Rosenstein considered invoking the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office.
I have a message for the president tonight. Under zero circumstances should the president fire anybody. These actors tonight, and I have multiple sources confirming this and more information coming, they are hoping and praying that the president does just that.
But if you were laying a trap for Donald Trump, this might be exactly how you do it. Before moving forward, the president might ask himself, why do Andy McCabe and the New York Times want me to fire Rod Rosenstein? And why do they want me to do it now rather than a year ago? When your enemies give you political advice, it's worth asking questions like that.
If the New York Times reporting is accurate, the president tonight should seriously consider whether Rod Rosenstein should remain on the job. We just cannot have this plotting at the highest levels of the Justice Department against the chief executive of this executive branch.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, my God. Happy Monday. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. So, obviously, the strategy this morning with the Rod Rosenstein was to react to the Friday New York Times bombshell that says that Rod Rosenstein at times sarcastically suggested that basically what we have is a president who nominates a sexual predator to the highest court in the land and a deputy attorney general who thinks the president is too insane to run the country. And he gets his advice off of Fox News, a vowel movement away from it, what it does to the news. All right. So the president goes golfing over the weekend, doesn't react at all to the story in the New York Times that Rod was apparently either sarcastically saying, this man is insane, or seriously saying, this man is insane, and we really should put a wire on somebody when he interviews the next FBI director, right? Because he's crazy. So either it's true or it's not true. This thing, we don't know. Rod says it ain't true. The New York Times says, oh, yes, it is. We've got it from people who were in the room. Maybe you sarcastically said it one time, but a couple of times you were dead serious because this guy is bat crap, okay? So the president doesn't react to any of this until after this long-ass weekend. This weekend was really stinking long and not relaxing long. I mean, I just can't even explain to you how freaking wild this weekend was. It was so crazy. And why? Well, there were personal things that were going on in my life that I'm too embarrassed to tell you about. I'll tell you in 36 years, because that's how violated I felt. But I got to say that apparently over the weekend, a ton of news stories broke. I don't know what it's like. Friday night is the new Monday. So, you know, the president doesn't say anything about the Friday report in the New York Times until Monday. And then all of a sudden this morning, not really early. I mean, you know, I was up at about 7. It didn't start till about after 10 or something. I forget the timeline, but it was like after 10, there started to be rumors. Rod Rosenstein was fired. Rod Rosenstein is resigning. Which is it? Is he resigning? Is he, you know, being fired? Oh, well, let me tell you the difference. And, you know, we had all these legal experts. Thank you for explaining to me what the difference is. Apparently, if he got fired, that would cause a report to be generated by Bob Mueller. And that report would not only go to the White House and to the acting director, acting deputy director, who would be our Solicitor General, Francisco, what is it, Rodriguez? Our Solicitor General, Francisco. Rodriguez, right? I want to say Rodriguez. I don't know. Anyway, not only would a report go to him and he would get to decide, but it would also go to the House and the Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman or Judiciary. Noel Francisco. Oh, Francisco's his last name. Oh, Noel. Merry Christmas. Your mother really liked the holiday, didn't she? Wow, that's beautiful. But anyway, so the reports would go to the Republicans in the House and the Senate, right? And they would know everything. So it was interesting for a brief moment. But then all of a sudden it hits you. It hits you like a ton of bricks when finally Sarah Huckabee Sanders brings a cleansing moment of clarity. And when you're getting your cleansing moment of clarity from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you know it's a setup, okay? And that's what this was, okay? Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she tweeted that whatever is going to happen to Rod isn't going to happen until Thursday. Well, it turns out over the weekend that you've got Dr. Ford, Christine Blasey Ford, agreeing. I mean, Grassley is like pressuring this woman and just, you know, boxing her. I need, here's my ultimatum. I need to know by 10 o'clock Friday night. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.